Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. This is your beloved brother Murad Muhammad coming to you live in living color on your Blog Talk Radio nationwide and throughout the universe. You can call in and hear me speak on the necessities of life and how to govern yourself in this world, in the world that God has created for you. For we take for granted the blessings and the gift that God has given us, and we just wake up every day in our lives and don't understand it's the will of God that we awaken. And it's amazing to me that you see the things that happen in society, and we don't understand these things happening to educate you. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Muhammad the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he have to read. And reading is important, and for some strange reason, we are not reading. But for you educators out there, and for you who are not educated, Allah is not talking about what you learn in school and what you learn in a textbook. He says, read my creation. Things are happening around us, and we are not reading. Little children are being shot down and murdered right in front of you, and you won't even give up the perpetrator because you fear that you may lose your life. Well, you got to die for something, man, woman. So we have to sacrifice our life for that which others can live. That little boy could have lived. We should have protected him. But yet, he gets bullets to his head and bullets to his tussle. How do you shoot a person like that? They are on drugs. They are not in their right state of mind. It is the drugs that allow them to kill you and I. But I'm saying to our country, America, it is happening to our children. But it's going to happen to your children. There is no discrimination on bullets, and nor is it on a man that's out of his mind. And when you're out of your mind, you don't know what you're doing. So you'll kill a little baby, cold-blooded, calculated, with no sensitivity, just to get back at the father. What is this world coming to? Now, I know some of y'all talking about the world is coming to the end. Well, you need to shut up. There's not a man on this planet can dictate if the world is coming to the end. My brothers and sisters in Jehovah Witness, while they made that statement and couldn't live up to it, that the world was coming to the end. And that's why a lot of people left the Jehovah Witness. You can't tell nobody what God's going to do. You can only say what God has said. You can't predict anything. But you can see the future because we come from brothers and father that was a prophet. So you can see things. I'm not saying you can't see yesterday, because you saw that, but you definitely can see with your intelligence of those five senses what tomorrow is going to bring, or next week, or next year. If the weatherman could tell you it's going to rain, and 99% it's going to rain. The only time it does not rain after he predicts that it's going to rain is because Allah is saying, I am the Lord of all the world, and nothing happens without my will. But he allows us humans to be able to warn you if, in fact, it doesn't happen. And some of y'all said, the hell with the what a man. No, brother and sister, he got a gift. He has a talent. And he can see that God has sent us a warning by looking at what? His creation. And he can read the creation because God allows man to read the creation. So you got to listen to your weatherman. Now, sometimes we don't listen to him because we who don't listen for that which is good, 99%, Allah holds back the rain. We have done it many times outdoors when most Muslims under Islam predict because man said it was going to rain would not come out. And yet it rained 1 o'clock a.m., 3 o'clock a.m., 4 o'clock a.m. By the time we went in the park at 7 o'clock a.m., Allah brought the sun out. So you can't predict, but you have intelligence to pre-warn that inshallah is going to rain. That's the only thing they don't do is say, if it's the will of God, tomorrow rain will come. Tomorrow snow will come, and so forth and so on. But we ain't reading. And it's bothering me that you see all this murdering, women getting raped, women being tricked, going to court, standing behind one of the low-life individuals called pimp and go to jail for life. And won't give them up. But they are doing life in prison. Now, that's two folds. One, my God, my females out there, that you can love a man so much that because you believe he loves you, that you would do life in prison, and he's out here, and you won't give him up. Oh, that's a hell of a bond for wrong. But if he could take that love and turn it around and get you to love what God wants you to be, because there are women in religion that say they love God goes against what God says. That's why they don't have a man. Because they believe that if they cannot follow their way, they ain't loving him. But here comes a young lady, all for my man. They got a series of women that's in prison just for my man. They'll do anything for that man. They will kill for that man. They will do life in prison for that man. But that man that gives you everything God wants, oh, you ain't going to be with him. So you go from one stream to the other stream. One don't know God. One pretty much don't care that God exists. Because why? They're not reading. And some of y'all are reading and still go against the grain because you're not comprehending. Isn't that amazing? And so this program is supposed to give you reality. Yes, what is religion? Who are you? And why are you here in this temporary world? And what is your duties to give to this world? Oh, you're going to be answering those questions because you owe a debt to God. People shooting one another, raping one another, exploiting the mind of the individual. And these are young girls, 14, 15, 16, just strung out. And they ain't on drugs. Not the physical drugs. See, the physical drug, you can overcome that. But that mental drug, whoa, that's a hell of a drug. I used to say when I was a young man, don't open your legs for me. Don't think you're doing me a favor. Well, what do you want? I want your mind. Because if I can get that heart, I got your mind. And if I got your heart and your mind, I don't care where I'm at, you're going to love me. But I owe a debt to God. I can't take that and manipulate it and abuse it because I fear no one but God, and I surely do not want to be punished by God. So you uplift the woman, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us. Uplift them. Let the world know you respect your other half, and you give them everything you can give them. And today's woman, old Satan got you making more money than a man. And then you use your money and your power, to make him a little man. Now, I know you're going for these men out there that can play sports, but just recently I just caught a baseball player beating the hell out of his wife. Oh, they're going to get him. That you playing ball. How is it that you want something out of life? How is it that you cannot keep your hands off why all this money you're making? But something is wrong and something is bothering your soul. And Allah said it. I didn't say it. That which is bothering your heart, he will not change you. Football players. Did you know that a football player married this beautiful young woman, had children by this beautiful young woman, and the family loved their daughter? Why? He married a successful football player. Why, brothers and sisters, the man was making $10 million a year. $10 million. Now, he could have been making more, but he's one of the best that was out there. What do he do? He heard something about his wife, went into the house, opened the door, shot her in the head, shot his son in the head, and then went and told his coach, a black man, a young black man, 27, 28 years old. And when he saw the cops coming, he walked towards his car, got down on his knees, and shot himself in the head. And this is what's happening out there. All y'all want to run and chase athletes. No, that's not what you chase. You chase a man that got God in his heart, a man that fear God, a man that wants to be upright, because there's nothing you can do to change him. But the Lord of all the worlds can change him if he only learned how to read. And hopefully today that I can show you how you should read. But I'm not just talking about my Christians that has supported me, and some of y'all that went and took Shahada Tain. Alhamdulillah, Rabbi Lelimin. I feel good if I can just convince one, but I got a whole lot of them that have came over to Al-Islam. But nothing changed their minds. Nothing. Nothing changes their understanding in the way of loving God. They all have that great asset. They all have that ability to understand that God is great. Yes, they do. It's unbelievable that they have that understanding. But the point is that we don't understand there's no beginning and no ending. So you have to learn the will of God while you're alive, and you don't die, you evolve. And because you evolve, you will learn more about God in the next world. And you evolve again in the next world, and you will evolve again in the next world. So there's no ending in learning how to serve God. As the years go by, you get better in your understanding. And this is what this radio show should do when you listen to Murad Muhammad on this radio show. I don't know about any other shows. I ain't knocking any one of them. But what I am trying to do is say, I'm going to give it to you straight how we have to conduct ourselves as being upright human beings in the world. And more important, we have to be a brother to our sisters and brothers that we call don't look like us. Foreigners, call them whatever you want. Your neighbor, the man down the street that you don't know, that stranger. That's your brother and sister, whether you like it or not. And this is what Elisan teaches us, that we have to interact. We have to socialize. We have to be able to touch our brother, feel our brother, hug our brothers and sisters, and make them feel that you love them. You ain't supposed to be interested in what religion they are in, how they practice behind the door, whatever they do in life. Whatever they do in life, that is not your job. Your job is plant the seed, like the earth. When you plant that seed in the earth, you don't know how it materialized in that darkness. You can't even see in that darkness. So how do you know how that bush comes up? How do you know how that root goes straight down to the bottom and then come up as a tree? And you got a fruit tree. And you got trees that you come out and you look at. How do you know how these things happen? But they happen right in front of you. But then you can plant another seed and flowers come up. How do you know about the flowers coming up? Because you can physically see God's creation. You are reading God's creation that something is going on in that earth. Because all you did was plant the seed. Who made it grow? Allah made it grow. The same way it will grow if you will plant the seed of the word of God in the intellectual mind of the human being. If you're able to do that, then who will cultivate it? They have to cultivate it. They got to want it. If you don't cultivate it, it's not going to grow. But I did my job. I planted that seed so we can have some vegetables. And I came back to cultivate it. But I have nothing to do with what comes out of that ground. Isn't that amazing? There's only one earth all over this planet. But yet, you got many different entities come out of the same dirt. The same earth that you think is insignificant. But you don't have a clue how all these different vegetables come up. How these fruits come up. How these trees are grown in the world. You don't have a clue. And practically you don't give a damn. You just existed. Read! Muhammad the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was told to do. To read. And hopefully we can speak about why we put emphasis on the man that God has given a mercy, made him a mercy to not just you Arabs or you Muslims around the world. Here in America, Elisan, he was a mercy to all humanity. Regardless of what religion, are you not from humanity? So he's talking to you. I want to thank Brother Alfred for giving me this opportunity on every Tuesday evening to grace this audience out there. We have audience in all walks of life. While quiet is kept, I found out we have some Jewish brothers that listen to us, and I want to thank you. If they don't listen no more to understand that we have a gift in America. See, our brothers in the far countries that have oil, they are rich with the oil. But the man and woman in America is rich with the spirit of the Quran. Now, my Christian brothers, you say, well, Mirage, you say the spirit of the Quran, do that separate us? No, it does not. Why, Mirage? Because your nature is the Quran. I just know how to say it. Well, I'm not separating myself from you. When I say Muslim, I'm not separating myself from you. Is that most of the men that teaches this religion is under an inferior understanding that Muslim means just us. And I'm telling you, brothers and sisters out there who have not studied the Holy Quran, you will be smart enough to understand if you hear one of them, whether they come from any part of the foreign country or they say something there in America, you have a right to say, brother, I thought you studied the Quran. What are you talking about? How could you say that I am not a Muslim? And how could you say that man over there was not a Muslim? Isn't a Muslim the nature in which God has given us? You just shut him down. You just made him understand he doesn't even read his own religion. Why, brothers and sisters, you got men out there who will tell you, don't tell me about Obama. I don't look at TV. I don't associate with my own family. You say, well, what's wrong with you? You come from some kind of different planet? Well, they are kafirs. They're disbelievers. They're going to the hellfire. You should say to that gentleman, do you know hell in this world is a state of condition? And I really never saw it. But listening to you, you in hell. Because you got a terrible misunderstanding what El-Islam is all about. I'm trying to study it and learn it, but my God, I didn't think that they had people in El-Islam playing like they know the religion. They think their clothing represents that's their religion. They think because they pray every day, five times a day, that's all God wants for them. They think that they're supposed to be locked up in a room, and when you come in their house, you wonder, do they work? Do they have a job? Because they don't have anything that represents the goodness of the world that God has given to us. No, that is not El-Islam. That's Islam, as I taught you all. That's Islam. His Islam. Her Islam. But it has nothing to do with El-Islam because it's not in the Holy Quran. Yes, so it's in the Quran that we should respect those in the authority. It's in the Holy Quran that you respect your brother that reached back for you and asked you to come help him so we can help our community. And that's what Brother Alfred did for Murad Muhammad. I've been all over the TV. I don't need Brother Alfred for that. I mean, every newspaper throughout the world. I don't need Brother Alfred for that. But everybody don't read the newspaper. Everybody don't follow sports. So you may not know me. And everybody do not listen to the radio. But you got radio listening audience. They don't know. So Brother Alfred built this audience. I just took it further because that's what I do. If it was insignificant yesterday, today it is significant. Because I take that which is insignificant, magnify it to be significant, and give it to the world. That's my character. That's my forte. That's my ability to be able to form in society. And so I ask you all to send in money to help a man that has that foresight, as well as that insight, as well as that ability not to be jealous of another man. Because you got a bunch of sissies out there that's jealous of another man. Yes, but when you check with that sissy, you'll find out, now, brothers and sisters that don't like that word sissy, let me put it in perspective. It's that sissy in his way of understanding. I ain't got nothing to do with his sexual life. That's his business. If that's what you chose to be, so be it. Just don't bring it to me. I'm talking about that man means mine. That's a sissy mind. Afraid of another man. Scared of someone to take you to another level. And we want to talk about that. Yeah, we're going to address that issue. But Brother Alfred, either my assistant, Lyle Bay, calls him, or he calls Elijah. So he's on. You say, well, Mariah, you've been on for 2 years. What are you calling for? I don't take nothing for granted. I appreciate it. Cut me off tomorrow. I still appreciate what you have done. That's the difference. You know, we as a people has a problem that we easy to forget the goodness of the human being. But all that wrong you do, you go in front of your Lord and he forgets the good that you have done. That's not justice, but you do it. But yet you want to beg God to not to send you to hell. Have your cake and eat it too. Either you remember the good or you don't. And Allah will try you. He will try you. Look, Mariah, are you having $1 billion? I don't think so. So let's see what you're going to do there on ground zero. I'm from the projects. I come from ground zero. So to come back down ground zero, I just work hard to know how I'm going to get back up there. But you ain't going to get up there without the will of God, but you're going to be tested, man. And you're going to see all those who love you. Oh, yes, you're going to see that. And you know the one that really gets you is your own family. I'm going to try you with your wife. I'm going to try you with your children. I'm going to try you with your community that says that they love you. All of a sudden you found out that everybody did not give a damn and didn't care that you was on top of the world. So you can't talk to them. You can't even talk to them and say, whoa, wait a minute, man, let me show you how to get up there. Yeah, right. And they're not going anywhere. So read about Harriet Tubman. If I'm not living her life, I saw her life. Harriet Tubman might have died physically, but her spirit lives on. I'm talking about her right now. She could have freed many more slaves if they didn't breathe, they were slaves, and lost her life in trying to free those slaves. A woman. Who am I to not try? Who am I to give up? Who am I to fall weak because I ain't having $1 billion and they ain't saying live from all parts of the world, Mariah Muhammad? What could you do down here after I educated you, Muhammad? And keep in mind that Muhammad, the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, met the angel. The angel Jibril, Allah talked to him through the angel Jibril. How many of us can say we've talked to God through the angel of blessings? How many of us? But yet, Allah took him through trial and error for 10 years while he was running for his life. How is it that he believed that he was the messenger of God and yet he had to run to save his life? It got so bad that they wanted to kill him. They were throwing feces at him. His own daughter was trying to protect him. Whoa, his own daughter. How many daughters protect their father? His own daughter touching my daddy. His wife, Khadija, didn't have no clue she'll be married to the seal of the prophet. But her money was his money. She ain't trying to use him, abuse him. She saw his mind. He keep in mind, his first job was working for her. And she watched that man take her business to another level. She wanted to marry him. And yet, he was younger than her. Yes, he was younger than her, but she saw this young man's ability. And she was the first one with him when he got revelation. Khadijah. He didn't have no money, brothers and sisters. His money came from his wife. Yes, he increased the business. But she let him to be the man. She had no idea that he was the seal of the prophet. Well, the man today could be all that he could be, and the woman will still try to hold him back. Oh, you don't want to be like Khadijah. But yet, I'm speaking about Khadijah in the 21st century. You could die tomorrow, and you may be talked about for 5 months. 1 year, they forgot you even exist, and you got no history. None. But you don't want to be like Khadijah. Why, somebody needs to smack you into reality that where's your legacy? Where's your legacy? And this is the things that I tried to bring with you, which is simple common sense. 10 years he was fleeing for his life and was taken in by a stranger called Christianity. And today, you brothers have a nerve to say you don't like your Christian brother. Somebody needs to smack you. That's why I say they got sissy minds. They're not reading. Or they're going through the motions, but nothing happens. Yeah, they go and pray, but they go get high too. And they do drugs too. And they beat on women. How in the world you call yourself an imam? And you got a long record of putting your hands on a female. Now, most people don't know that because I'm in law enforcement. And I'm not the guy that walks in the street and rides the cars. I talk to the directors and captains and chief. Yes. And they tell it because everything got to come through their superior officer. Say, Allah bless me to be there. You got to be kidding. I have women calling me, telling me Muslim women are got eyes batted in, heads knocked in, knocked out, treated so badly, and nobody's doing nothing about it. And I said to that sister, come to me, and we'll get a do-right squad. We're not going to let you hurt our sisters. God, no, you can't hurt Islam. How you going to hurt El-Islam? Can't hurt, I don't care what you do. You can't hurt El-Islam. Because that's the will of Allah. I'll be damned, I'm allowing you to put your hands that you say is your wife. And you under this religion. Well, I wouldn't let no Christian do it. Let a Christian woman come to me and say some chump put his hands on. And that's the problem we got. Nobody wants to die for that's right. Well, look what God says. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the one who saves his life loses his life. And the one that gives his life saves his life. So God is saying, you scared of that chump? He got a pistol. All we got to do is remove all these pistols. You got a bunch of cowards, a bunch of sissies. They live behind the gun, but they can't even fire the gun until they get drugged with acid and all kinds of things that's coming on the market today. I want to talk about that, what happened in Passaic, what they found in the factory. Oh, they want to drug you, brother and sisters, and those drugs was given to foreigners. Well, the foreigners are taking over. You don't think they're going to drug them, too? How are they going to control them? But they make them contained right in a certain area only. called what? The ghetto, the jungle. A bunch of men and women that's not even 55, what they call them, 5% of not human. A fifth of a man. Isn't that amazing? And we allow that. But you don't want to go in your pocket and send a man that keeps a radio going like this and give you information like this, inform you to do better in your life like this. When I bet you, you buy a ticket to go see Jay-Z, DNX, Beyonce, and the rest of them, but you won't send money that comes back to you, because that's money for goodness. And an angel records that, and you get rewarded for that. You don't want to do that. Well, brothers and sisters, you got people that listen to this radio show just to be able to see what I might say that's wrong. Not what I would say is good, what I might say wrong. And they too coward to come to me as if I'm going to do something to them if they say the wrong thing. No, I like constructive criticism. But if I know you shucking and jiving, or you trying to do something out of the way, yeah, you will bother my soul. I don't think you want to do that. But they don't call to listen. And they had an opportunity. They ain't talking to nobody. They just running around seeing how much money they can make for themselves and when they're going to die. If they could write a letter to Allah, they say, "Oh Allah, would you tell me what day I'm going to die so I could prepare for it, Lord?" They would do that. Now, they can't do it. It's just a metaphor. But I'm saying that's the way they act, like as if they know the time they're going to die, because they're just walking around dying. They are dead already. But they won't give their life for that which is good. Let me die for something. Most of these young boys that got killed, their name will live on. They making laws out of their name. But no one can kill anybody without the will of God. Oh, you can pull that trigger, but it's only Allah that removes them. That's only God that takes life. Can't nobody take life. So these people that's dying, that you feeling so sad about, their name will live on. My great-great-grandchildren will talk about how they lost their life in this 21st century of people that's out of their mind. Read what's going on around you. And maybe you would send some money in so Brother Alfred can continue to do what he is doing. Now, he didn't just start yesterday. He's been close to a decade in the communication business for you all. Now, I've been in the communication business for 45 years, and I'm known all over the world. Star Edges, the North Even News, the Daily News, everybody said the North Even News. Boy, that takes me back when I was 5 years old. Don't exist anymore. But there ain't a paper in Jersey. There's not a paper in New York. There's not a paper in Connecticut. Not a paper in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. There's not a paper in this whole country that I did not make it. And there's not a network. I'm talking about the major networks. 5 of them that I ain't been on. Live, Marab Muhammad. So my credibility in communication is impeccable, beyond your imagination. But I was brought down here, not willingly. It was the will of God, not my will. And what do I do down here? Well, use your ingenuity and your ability and try to make something happen with something that's dead. Bring it alive. And my God, are you dead? And the leaders you have, it cannot produce anything. So Brother Alpha says, "Welcome home. Come and help me, assist me." I just came on, had no clue. Gave me the radio show. I missed one Tuesday. That was the will of Allah. But that's the exception to the rule. So it doesn't even apply. My consistency is impeccable. Because I love you like that. Yes, I love to be able to give you what God has given me. And what is that, Marah? Obedience to your Lord. I don't care what religion you say you belong to. Be obedient to Allah. There's nothing compulsory in El Islam. I ain't begging you to come to El Islam. But what do he say in the Holy Quran to you Christians and Jews and Sabbath? He said, believe in one God. So don't listen to that brother that tells you you're going to hell because you belong to Christianity or Judaism or Jehovah Witness and et cetera, et cetera. Allah says, believe in one God in the hereafter, and there will be no burden on you, and you will make it to Jannah. Tell them that. It's right there in the Quran. You want to know where it's at? Tell them to go read it for themselves. Because you may get them back in the Quran. Because some of them don't read, but only during the holy month of Ramadan. So tell them to read. It's in there. Trust me, it's in there. Imam Waladin Muhammad said, you ain't got to give them the verse or the juice or where you got it from. Make them go do their own read. So you plant the seed and you hope Allah will cultivate it by giving them the motivation to do something about what they just heard. And maybe they will grow in life. So send that money to your beloved brother, whatever you can send. Allah knows what you can send. You can't hide from me nor him. If it hurts you, you send what you can. If it don't hurt you, maybe you missed the movies this week. At $20, that's a lot of money if it's 1,000 of you or 5,000 of you or 100,000. Multiply that by 20. So it's very significant, brothers and sisters. We say with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, and the praise and the thanks is for God. We thank him for the gift and the blessing of the mortal human person, Muhammad, the honorable, noble servant, messenger of God, which followed that salute and that translation salute of that salutation, the last prophet, the seal of the prophet, Prophet Muhammad ibn Abdullah, the son of Abdullah, mentioned in the Injil as well as in the Bible, as is given in the Holy Quran. Surely Allah Almighty speaks the truth. We say, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa sa'asa wa salam wa sa'asuli kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May the peace and blessing be upon the Prophet and his ascendant, Salaka Allah Radim. When you say those words, brothers and sisters, it just allows your nature and your spirit to come alive. Yes, it has to come alive. It's there. Allah breathed into us that spirit. We have no control over that spirit. That spirit can leave your soul and go out and search for you. Look how merciful God is. Now, I know you can't define that in your mind, but understand anything that's good is not impossible when it comes to God. I seen my Jewish brother. His name was Gilps, Frank Gilps. He was a boxing promoter. I embraced him. He embraced me. And he was a Jew, but he wasn't an Orthodox Jew. But his son, his oldest son, had cancer to the brain. Going to school to be a lawyer. Someone told him if he would get into his religion and study hard, maybe Allah would move that cancer. So he started studying strong and hard the Torah. And he started taking trips on ships, how they read the Quran all the way to Israel. And yes, he became a Orthodox Jew. And guess what? That was 30 years ago. Today his son is still alive, a very successful lawyer. So he put it in a mission. Now, he's strong in his religion because that's what he prayed for. And he was the partner of Bob Arum. So he was with the best of the best, way before I was. Arum was out there. Arum was 80-some years old. He had the greatest of all time, Muhammad Ali. For years, that made him who he is. But he and I was real close. And I used to go and visit him in Atlantic City before we would do business. He said, Murad, let's read Revelation. And he would read and I would read and we would pair notes before we did business. I'll never forget that. And one day his family called me and said, Murad, can you talk to our daddy? I said, what do you want me to talk to him? He's going to lose mommy. I said, what do you mean? He said, he's so strict, he won't even take her out no more. And she's tired of sitting in the house. All he do is read and pray. He said, I said, well, why he won't go out? He said, because he don't eat that food. I said, well, inshallah, I'll see what I can do. But God is in charge. So when I came to see him again, and we was reading, and we got finished, I said, Frank, you got a beautiful wife, man, beautiful children. You couldn't have had those children. They didn't come through the womb of that wife. So he looked at me. I said, but religion is not compulsory. Religion is not compulsory at all. And I said to him, why are you following me with religion, Murad? I know religion ain't composed. I said, yeah, but you're losing your wife. You can't lose your wife. That's not what God wants. Take her out. Bring your own knives with you. Don't eat what she likes to eat. Eat the salad. But don't deprive her of this world. Well, I get a call a month later, all the children on the phone, thank you, Murad. They thank me for what? Thank me for what you have done for my mother. I said, what do you mean? He said, my father loosened up. That was 30-some years ago. He's married to the same woman over 50 years. Because sometimes we could be too much to the right and be cut off from the reality what God wants us to live. You have to suffer and go through trial and error in this world. You have to have it. You ain't making it. Allah will try you in this world. So you cowards that don't want to watch TV, you cowards that don't want to go places, you cowards that don't want to socialize with people. In the restaurant, there's people, and they watch you. My wife would tell you, we're sitting there with all the children around the table, and people would come from all over. Excuse me, sir. Is those your children? Yes, they are. Oh, they're so mannable. I just watch you. It's just a wonderful thing to watch you, to react. I said, well, thank you. I said, can you tell me their names? They all had Islamic names. We in a Christian belt. Yes, we mingle with them. All them playing classical music. I taught my son to play classical music. The only Muhammad amongst all the Christians. Oh, but Allah bless him to play. They all gravitated to him. He become a superstar. my son become a grammar teacher in the ninth grade, the highest ever score in all the gymnastics in West Florida, teaching college students with the name Muhammad. And they loved him because he was an athlete. He loved to box, so he jumped rope, and he was a rapper. They wanted to borrow him from the mall because everybody would come out. All the children would gather around them, and they should be shopping. They said, we can't have him doing this every weekend. But because we mingle with them and because we walk with them, they embraced us. They now understood what Islam was all about. You coward. You don't even want your children to go to school with them. You want to put them in a building by themselves. And then you wonder why they run off and want to be with some radical person. Because you didn't teach them what everyday life is all about. It's a real world out here. It's a real world out here. And they're going to have to go through the same trial and error you go through. But we don't prepare them because we don't want them to interact. Muhammad the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, 12 years, and knowing that he was the slave messenger to God. He was a servant to God. But he didn't teach you how to pray for 12 years. He told you to go interact. And today, you just got Islam 10 years ago, 20 years ago, how about 40 years ago, and you won't interact. Who you following? Who you following? Tell me who you following. See, that's why they don't come to me with that garbage. Why, you out your damn mind that you think you following someone. You following your own understanding, and that's why you can't grow in life. You cannot grow in life. Because your understanding is so out of whack, you want their understanding as if they was gifted. Yes, that's what you believe. You believe that they are gifted. Well, let's see how gifted they are. There's bombs being blown up, messages being blown up, women being raped and snatched out the house because you ain't following their way. Sending your children off in a radical army. This ain't happening in America. This is happening in the world that you follow. All I'm saying is, wake up and get back in your skin and love yourself and stop trying to follow someone else that's failing around the world. Why do you think they migrating here? They ain't no fools. They read the Quran. Allah says, where do it say in there? Well, it says, Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala said, my whole earth is a masjid. Abu masjid, Allah. My whole earth is a masjid. So what part you miss? Oh, you with your pea brain had just cursed America. Somebody needs to smack you. Come out of jail with that radical understanding, and yet it doesn't do nothing for you. Go right back to hell to jail. And you got a nerve to play on your woman and lay around your woman. Don't want to do nothing for your woman. Sick. Now, I ain't talking about the men that has potential, and that wife was smart enough to know, here, baby, here's my money. As long as I can get back for us to work, you go do what you have to do. Here's, darling, make sure you got this, because I know if you are successful, we are successful. Oh, you don't see that. Why are you so envious and jealous, you'll make a statement. Yeah, if I thought you already had me, I'd give you everything. But I don't know where you go. And so therefore, I ain't going to give you anything. Well, hell, you ain't got nothing. What are you giving? What are you giving? That's it. You ain't do it in 40, you got nothing. You to pray that one may come along. Because what they do to men and women like that, they put up the lottery numbers. And like Jesse said, keep hope alive. And your hope is I got to hit it one day. But a young man told me, well, he ain't no young man, he said he went back and added up all his tickets and praying numbers. And he bowed his head on the rug now asking God for forgiveness. He said if he had that money in the bank, he would be on Easy Street at the age of 78 years old. He had no clue he was spending that kind of money. Well, it says right there in all the books, gambling is the second sin. Allah says the first is alcohol because it makes you kill people. Well, drugs come under that umbrella. It makes you destroy people. You're out your damn mind. But alcohol, that's the number one, and number two is game of chance. But you don't read that. That don't mean nothing to you. You don't care about that. All you care about, I want to be like Beyonce, but you can't dance like her, you don't look like her, you can't sing like her. Not to say you should condone her clothing that she wears, but she's talented. But there's a whole lot of talented people. But when you go behind that door, as bright as you think it is, go ask Oprah. She's fighting with her weight. She never got married. She don't want children in this hell. And I love her. I wish I could have helped Oprah. But she ain't satisfied. With all that money, she's not satisfied. Because in her mind, because of her upbringing, she suffers from what has happened to her. Does not understand that whatever happened yesterday was the will of God. It was Allah's will. She was a child, and things happen. But you can't get it out of their mind because they don't turn themselves over to the will of God. Now, you got all these different men and women that got these theories. They got these theories, but they never get to the third level. They never could get you to the third level why you can't overcome the various different things that tears you up. And nobody gave it to them. Oh, you go and you get these preachers, but the preachers, even if they meant good, they don't have that knowledge. Because you got to come to that third level. That third level allows you to grow in the world. Listen what Imam Wallace D. Muhammad says. He said, now let's go and look at the word Muslim. See what level are we on. We Muslim. Are you on the first level? How about the second level? Are you on the third level? The first level, let your mind wonder about things that say you're Muslim. Now, if you are on the second level, now you are fine with yourself, following in your intelligence, participating in a behavior, but you are not what? You're not the Muslim that you're supposed to be. but you're just doing it. But you have no respect for the mortal code. You are not being the person that you were supposed to be and connected with your morals. You've got to be connected with your morals. And then what you get out of that, something for yourself, following your intelligence, participate in all behavior. If someone asks you, why are you behaving like that? Well, they would throw you off your feet. You would tell them, why did you mention why am I a Muslim like that? Because they see you. They see you down there on the second level. You're a Muslim-like, meaning you look like one, but you're no more than a bird likeness, a rat, a lion, a bear. You're a strange person as a Muslim, but you are not, yes, you are not a Muslim. The human being, the human, to be there on the first level or the two levels, I taught the people on that level, the first level, the second level, why I'm talking to you now, most of y'all, right on this radio. I met people who not human on that third level. You can see it. They're involved in the animal flesh. Never made it to the third level. That's why they can sell religion. That's why they can lie to you. That's why the pastor can't tell you the truth. He never made it to the third level. He's down there with the animals, with the rats and the dogs and the cats. You are on that level. Now, I told you last week that are they not Muslims? I spelled it out to you, and here the imam gives it to you about three levels. Yes, brothers and sisters, and this level says Muslim, the third level, not the first or second level. So who's on the first level? The pimp, the prostitute, the dope dealer, the gangbanger, the thug that likes to rape women, the one that beat up on women, take women's money, abuse them. They're on the first level. Why? They are animals. But the sheep, that's an animal. But it made it to the second level. So you sometimes can make it to the second level. You go to church. You go to the masjid. You wear decent clothes. But at night, you're a hoe. Yes, a Muslim on the second level. Clean during the daytime, a hoe at night. You're a dyke. Don't tell nobody you're a dyke because you don't look like one. You don't dress like one, but you're a dyke. You're a homosexual. Oh, you got muscles and you're handsome, but you get homosexual. Yeah, you're intelligent with all them degrees. You're on the second level. But you get high. You drink. You freak. Whether it's with a man or with a woman. But you on the second level, but you have risen above that first level, but never can make it to the third level. This is Emmanuel Esteem Muhammad explaining the levels. I just defined this for you. See, I can break it down, what all this means about the first level, the second level. Now, the Imam don't dictate to us. He makes you think. I read this because this complements what I told you about religion in the nature of the human being. That you could be so proud to say you're a Muslim. But what level you on? Muslim? Because they are Muslims. But each one of those insects and those animals are created to be obedient to God. Are you obedient to God? So I'm trying to talk to you on the radio and people who I met saying, human, come to the third level as a Muslim. Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, he was a Muslim on the third level. A Muslim on the third level, brothers and sisters. We follow him. People follow him. Why? Because he's on the third level. Muhammad the Prophet, praise and peace be upon him, is a Muslim on the third level, and so is Abraham. Abraham was a Muslim on the third level. God sent us these prophets, and he couldn't send them to you unless they was on the third level. So we follow him. We follow them. Don't that make sense? That he, Emmanuel Esteem Muhammad, says, come on up here. Come up here on the level in which God Almighty has given for all of us. To not say you Muslim, be Muslim. That's all Allah is saying to us, be Muslim. How could you not want to be a Muslim? For you will be rewarded. We just got to get these imams to stop saying who's Muslim, who ain't Muslim. Not on this radio, I won't take your nature away from you. But now, maybe, last week, in the words of Imam Raj Muhammad, you know what that teaches me? There's Muslims on several levels. That's all that means. You're all human beings. You go to school. But you got that student that brings in all S. And you got that student that brings in all D's. And you got that student that brings in all C's. And you got that student that brings in all B's. But with the same ingredients that's in all of us, you got that student that bring in all A's. There it is. On several levels in education. That's your intellect now. That's judged by man. You got the student that go to high school. And you got the student that go to college. You got the student that go get his social degree. You got the student that get their bachelor degree. And you got the student that gets the master. But he ain't the student PhD or the doctorate. You see the level? But got nothing to do with your nature. It got something to do with your education of man. But your nature is the will of God. And God gives us three levels of understanding of a Muslim. So you down there with the rat and the mouse and the snake, and then you rise up to being the dog, the cat, the sheep. But those animals can't come to the third level. Why, they can't stand upright. What are you doing down here, human? You chose to be down there with the animals, animal kingdom. But you can't control the animal kingdom. You can stay in them woods all you want. They found a lady today eaten up by her animals that she loved. You can't be down there with the animals. You better stand upright. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us to be upright. And you chose not to be upright. It's amazing to me that they put these things on TV, it don't mean nothing to you. Just ignore today, 55-year-old woman. How many of you out there is 55? But apparently she live alone. Somebody beheaded her, took her head off. Why, that's just a chill to your body, you Islamic women. That's the first thing come to my mind. I don't think a perpetrator that no Christianity would just take a person's head off. It had to be some fanatic man that say he in Islam. I'm not no police officer. I'm not an FBI. But common sense tells me whoever did that was a radical individual. This was an African American. But they were looking for her since October the 31st, and they finally found her beheaded in North. How far are you away from North? You want to live by yourself. Something wrong with you. But this don't mean nothing to you. You know why? Because it wasn't you. You women that live by yourself and don't have no man for protection. And you take for granted. It's amazing. You just take for granted that you can go and live by yourself. That's not Islam. That's your Islam. That you don't want to be with no man. Because you want to come and control him. Now, I want to ask you a question. Here a man lived his life, whether he's 50, 60, 70, and you want to change his life. And you're afraid who he might be with or who he might even take on. You want to come in and control that individual. Whoever already